The video version of this episode can be found at patreon.com/flagtimepodcast.
Did you guys go on 4chan back in like 08, 09?
Not really.
No.
Okay, so I was the only one. I was the only weirdo that did that.
Technician A says ASE questions are stupid. This week on Flag Time.
Welcome to Flag Time.
Everybody's tired.
I'm not tired. I'm just...
Dude, I'm exhausted, man. Fuck.
I am also tired.
I have 2 Costco hot dogs and a coffee and a cookie today and another coffee.
I had 25 pieces of sushi.
Why?
From the grocery store.
You are going to shit the toilet into a puddle.
Grocery store sushi that slaps.
Which one? Which grocery store do you have?
Martin's.
Yeah. I never heard of Martin's. So.
Have you ever heard of Giant?
No.
Oh, okay. That's
We got Northeast. Safeway. We got Hagen, Costco, QFC, Walgreens, Bartels.
That Walgreens is a pharmacy.
Yeah, they got groceries though. And then like Walmart, obviously everyone has Walmart.
Yeah, our specialty grocery stores, we have Martin's, Giant, Harris Teeter, and Wegmans, and Food Lion.
There's a very loud airplane flying around outside right now.
I don't hear it.
Yeah, no, we don't hear it. I would have told it to shut the fuck up if I did. But I mean,
will you shut the fuck up? You shut up!
The fact that I do that without any recording at all.
Just do it now.
No, I just do it now.
That's great.
Just like in a parking lot by yourself somewhere. Would you shut?
No, I do. People probably think I'm insane. It's like a fuck. It's like a just a tick now.
You're welcome.
It's not all your fault.
My influence knows no bounds.
Especially because when I go to work, literally right off the left side of the fucking highway is a private airfield. There's constantly fucking planes taking off and landing. If I'm ever at a red light at the right time, I'm going to see a plane landing or taking off in like 100-yard distance from me. I'm going to be like, that guy needs to shut the fuck up.
So here's something that's really cool. I have a follower that pilots one of the small, like, propeller-driven planes that carry passengers, like, short distances. He flies into Dulles all the time, and he's always like, hey, I'm about to fly over you. And I'm like, hey, you don't have to shut the fuck up.
So- Not you. You're
the one
cool
plane
guy
that doesn't have to shut the fuck up.
I still haven't, like, filmed a good one yet, because he's always, like, one of the runways really far away from me and not overhead. So, once that happens, then I'll have that. But it's really cool that one of my followers is a pilot that flies over my dealership all the time.
This
one of my followers is my dad.
Just
that's
rubbing
great
that in.
And
speaking of Father's Day, I watched your Father's Day reel and I cried, and so did my wife, and so did my mom.
That was the goal. Dude, when I was making
it was very sweet.
When I was making it, I got dehydrated. I was crying so much.
Like, it's really sad, but it's also really funny at the same time.
Yeah. But I was so focused on getting it done that I didn't think to drink any water. So I was just like, that was a hyper focus video. Like, I got up at 9, sat right here, and worked until 4, and I got it all done. And then I watched it over
good.
And over
I
again.
Mean, it's good. It worked.
Yeah.
It worked. It did the thing.
When I finished it, I was like, oh yeah, this is a 50 BMG to the heart right here. But yeah, that's what Spitfire means to me. That's what my motorcycle means to me.
Your motorcycle is your new dad.
No, no, it is its own thing, but
it motorcycle is my dad.
Yeah, no.
Sounds like a weird anime.
That is a weird anime.
Akira!
That probably actually exists. My dad got reincarnated as a motorcyclist.
if it doesn't exist, it does now because you brought it into the world.
The question is what kind of motorcycle would your dad get reincarnated into? You think an S1000?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. He was a BMW fanboy from when he was like a teenager all the way up until he was like in 51 when he passed away. So it was nothing but BMWs for him. Like he had an R100 RS. There was those few moments like when he was in the motorcycle club where he just got, you know, he got a Harley Davidson and then the two Honda cruisers that he got. Mm-hmm.
My God, it exists.
What? Oh, it does? Like actually?
The time I got reincarnated as a motorcycle in another world. Wait, focus.
Oh my God.
All right.
It's fucking real.
That was a stupid idea. Can't believe somebody actually did that.
It released in 2023.
Dude, it was last year. Wow.
We could have come up with that. It clearly isn't very popular.
There's another one. Dad rides a motorcycle in another world. Let's visit my reincarnated dad.
Jesus Christ.
My dad, if my dad died, he'd probably get reincarnated into
Hold on, you got to read that title. Like I said it wrong.
Dad rides a motorcycle in another world. Let's visit my reincarnated wife with my daughter. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
That's hentai. That's got to be hentai.
It's a light. Let me see.
That is 100% someone's weird hentai.
But what were you going to say?
Actually, my dad's also a motorcycle for some reason.
What were you going to say, Sterling?
I don't even remember.
what your dad was going to be reincarnated by.
My dad would probably be reincarnated into like a DR650 or some shit.
My dad wants to be reincarnated as a bird.
Or one of those like 70s police Harleys.
Yeah.
Even though my dad doesn't really like the cops, but whatever. I don't know why he's always wanted a cop bike.
The bike is its own entity. It was just owned by my dad. And like I said in the video, I keep it running in honor of his memory. So, like, I thought about it because I know we're getting older. I'm already 31. And, like, it's only 20 more years until I'm the same age as my dad when he passed away. And I was thinking about it, like, if I still have the S1000 when I'm 51, I think I might donate it to Barber Motorsports Park.
Aw.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Because I feel like,
will it be on the same motor?
No. If the motor blows up, that's it. I'm not doing anything else to it. Like that's when the story of Spitfire ends. Is when that
it's gonna
blows up.
Stay in the garage with a blown motor.
Oh no! I'm gonna turn it into a bar. I'm gonna like encase it in like glass and resin. Have a bar. Resin. Yeah,
encased
I'm gonna
in Lexan.
Well, not like coat. It'd be like in a box. It's not gonna be like encased, but it's.
He's gonna put it in a jar.
No.
Oh no! Fire does not go in a jar.
No,
for
it's,
you.
It's gonna turn into a bar. That's how it's gonna. It's gonna live life like that, and then I think like closer, like to my demise, whenever that is. I think I'm gonna donate it to
say it like that.
Yeah,
just say it.
I don't know. That was what popped into my head. But like closer to the end of my life, I might just donate it to Barber Motorsports Park. If Barber Motorsports Park is still a thing in 20 years, 30 years, I don't know.
You should buy Barber Motorsports Park.
I don't have that kind of money.
Patreon members, you have to give us enough money to buy Barber Motorsports Park.
Dude, if I had enough money, I would build like a turn-by-turn recreation of Trial Mountain from Gran Turismo.
Oh, there you go.
Like somewhere, I don't know. Like I would pay like to have like concrete landscaping built for the rocks and shit. I don't fucking know. Like it's got to be possible.
Yeah,
it is absolutely.
If you have enough money, you can do anything.
Exactly.
There's definitely places with enough land to do it.
Well, there's a lot of like geographical elements to it, like cliffs and genuine like real like mountain landscapes and like forests and shit, so it would have
I don't
to
know if
be
you
like
build all know. That but well I mean, you probably like, actually you probably Hollywood could if Yeah, if you do it like a fucking mini golf set where everything's made of plastic.
Yeah.
As far as like the cliff faces and shit.
Everyone give me $3.5 billion so I can build a replica of Trial Mountain. Please, please, please give me the
Jesus.
Give me
I honestly don't think you would need $1 billion. I think it probably
But I mean, like,
you probably do it for $80 million, maybe.
Like, you're talking about it like you fucking know.
You can probably do it for about 80 mil, 70 mil. Just got to get a good contractor. But yeah, make sure you know somebody that pours good concrete, you know.
I'm glad you liked the video, man.
Yeah, I liked it. It was cool. My like, I watched it first, and then, like, my wife and I went shopping, and then, like, we were sitting down for a second, and, like, she's just watching like something on her phone, and she just starts crying. Like, what's going on? She's like, yeah. she showed it to me, and I was like, aw.
Yeah.
She's like, it's so sad. But she liked it. We both really liked it. It was good.
Awesome.
Good buddy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's been what, fucking 13 years. So I just wanted people to know the story.
Yeah,
because like somebody could like go to my profile and see that I have an S1000, and they'd be like, "Oh, he just bought that secondhand, and he's trying to make like, you know, content with it or something like that." But no, I wanted to post that story so people would know like what that bike means to me and what that bike has done, like what it's basically done in my life, like everything that has happened since 2016. Including like my YouTube videos, learning how to edit live action footage, getting my job at my first Mercedes dealer. That was specifically because of the connections that I made because of the motorcycle.
Nice.
Everything that's happened since 2016 is because of that bike. And that's fucking nuts.
That is crazy.
It's insane, man. That bike literally changed my life.
It's almost kind of like when I first blew up because of the Roadmaster that I got.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I like had a fucking, well, I mean, I crashed it into the side of a rented Suburban, and then like it messed up the bumper, and I was like, oh, like new bumpers for this thing are like fucking $500 goddamn. And I'm like, I don't want to pay that much for a fucking bumper for this stupid thing. I'd rather just make one. And then my buddy was like, hey, I found like a, 35-foot long piece of pipe like in this dude's yard. He's like, we should cut it up and make like a bumper out of it. And I was like, huh, I just so happened to have a car that needs a front bumper. And then I just started doing research on like lift kits and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that you could just buy a donk lift kit for like a donk.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love the speed limit sign. That's my favorite part about it.
I have a lot more of them.
They can't arrest me if it's not posted.
No, not posted. I mean, I'm not going to say that. That's ridiculous. I have speed limit signs that I've gotten legally.
As in a tornado blew them into your yard.
Normal ways that did not require
power tools.
No.
It did not involve me tying it to the back of my car and yanking it out of the ground.
By Milwaukee Tools. Specifically the hacksaw. I mean, what?
We're not actually sponsored by Milwaukee Tools. That would be amazing, though.
The DeWalt Porta band saw.
No, it's not a band. The saw's also a lot. Never mind.
I'm just random tools.
Either way, I'm going to get another one really soon.
Oh, man.
Just so you know.
I really do want another motorcycle so I don't have to ride the S1000 as much.
You should get a Grom.
No, I don't fit on one. No.
So?
Every time I try to turn at low speed, my knee hits the handlebar.
Put a lift kit on the Grom. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
This fucking looks like you look like a goddamn clown. Like, yeah. That's what I would fucking look like riding one. I still want one really bad. Mm. Put like tall people mods on it and make like the seat taller.
The one time that I rode a Grom, I couldn't get it above 42 miles an hour. Going downhill,
Oh my God. Just the drag and weight added to it.
I put too much downforce on that fucking.
You're just too aerodynamic. We haven't introduced the episode yet.
Yeah, it's a cold open. That was the point.
If you forgot who you're listening to, you're listening to Flag Time. I don't know if you know that.
No, I did say that at the beginning.
Oh.
We just never introduced ourselves.
I mean, do we need to?
I mean,
not this time.
Every single episode we do could be somebody's first episode.
That's true.
Because of the way podcasts work. I don't know.
We'll fix it in post. It's fine.
So, just edit.
We'll fix it right now.
Yeah, do a weird janky edit of you saying.
No, I'm not. That's it's good at no. Anyway, my name is Serrated Mobius. That's where you find me on Instagram, real name Eric. Introduce yourselves. Stop trying to blink one eye at a time, Pixie.
It's doing the fucking frog blink, the fucking
you can't do that.
No, I can't because the whole left side of my fucking face scrunches up when I do the left eye.
My sister has gotten really good at the voluntary eye twitch. Like, it looks convincing.
It's like, like say something awkward and she's like,
no, all I have to do is say, hey Savannah, and she's like, what?
She starts barking immediately.
Anyway, you got Pixie and then you got Stirworks.
My name is Stirworks. Instagram, Stirworks. Email, stirworks@gmail.com.
Business inquiries Stirworks. Only.
Business
do,
inquiries.
Do not send MSN. Pizza.
Do not send
pizza. I don't give a fuck.
Don't that send Papa John's.
Remember when that was... Did you guys go on 4chan back in like 08, 09?
Not really.
No.
Okay, so I was the only one. I was the only weirdo that did that.
I was like, newgrounds.com, what's that? Oh, there's tentacle porn games on here. Oh, fuck.
No, there was a period of time.
That's where I was.
There was a period of time where a lot of people were just sending random addresses pizza, like for no reason.
It's a great idea.
Well, no, the guy doesn't know they're getting pizza, and then they have to pay. So it's like,
oh, that's lame.
So yeah,
if it was free, it'd be like that'd be really.
That's
cool.
The whole reason why now you have to pay before they start delivering the pizza.
Yeah.
I think that's what it should be anyway. It's like super smart. Like, yeah, we're not taking money and delivering food if you don't have any money. Like, yeah, like it's like it used to be at gas stations, used to pay after you got gas. You're like, what the fuck? Like, why? No.
Why would I pay
well,
for
no,
this?
Well, no, I don't have any money. Bye. That should have. You shouldn't have never been able to get gas before or pay before or should have never been. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying anymore.
Shouldn't have never been able to get gas fucking, before paying.
That's the right word. I'm really tired.
Yeah, but we all are.
I have to do brakes on my cord because the brakes on the back of my car have been like metal to metal for like 3 weeks.
Oh my God.
It's rough. It doesn't matter. Like, I was more concerned about the metal shavings getting on the wheel and messing the wheel up than actually, like, because you can slam on the brakes, still locks the fucking tires up. I had to do it the other day.
Yeah, because metal on metal is more friction than the actual friction material.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Oh, no, it isn't.
No. You have less braking power.
You have, yeah, that's why people, have you ever driven a car that had metal to metal brakes?
Yes. Of course I have.
And did you notice that the braking power was like significantly diminished?
No, it fucking locked the brakes up immediately.
Was it a car that had ABS?
Yeah.
Then the ABS wasn't working. You can't lock wheels up if... Okay, you're fucking...
I'm just telling you, it fucking locked...
Something is being made up.
That's a perfect segue to our topic
tonight. I
don't
know what to tell you. It fucking locked the wheels up.
So, like, there are two elements in braking. Like, do you know that friction, adhesive friction is part of what braking happens? Like,
yes.
There's the actual transfer of pad material onto the rotor from the brake pad, and that is what causes most of your friction while you're braking, not the physical clamping force.
I am aware.
Then but what how I'm can telling you say that metal brakes are more brake. That's just a straight up not true.
What I'm telling you is this car went and because the fucking wheels locked up. I don't know how they locked up.
How fast were you going?
I was doing like 30. It locked the wheels up.
All right. Well,
I don't know what to tell you. Okay, that's what happened.
Our topic tonight is ASE questions.
I have all 9, A1 through A9, all 9 of them. Yep.
I had brakes and suspension.
I don't have any because Mercedes is like, we don't pay attention to those. Mercedes doesn't need them. Yeah.
Most dealers don't need them because they have their own.
Yeah. But more monies for more ASEs.
Mm.
There was a point where I wanted to get every ASE, like the ones for like school buses and trucks and shit.
Oh, shit.
Like hybrids. I haven't gotten any of the advanced diagnostic ones, but I really want to do that at some point. Just to see if I can get it, because I bet I could.
Mm-hmm.
Because the questions are like, one bank of cylinders on a fucking engine has a clogged cat, and you're trying to diagnose it with these codes in mind. Which side is it? And it's like, it tells you these codes, and it tells you like which side. The problem with the test questions is they never tell you if you got them right or you got them wrong when you're done.
Yeah.
So it's like, did I get that one right? I don't know. It's really annoying.
I think that like, that's what makes it like, you know, you are a master technician when you do pass. Cause like a lot of guys will take a test and then when it gives you the correct answers at the end of it, they'll just be like snap with their phone. And then they'll look at their phone and then go at the end. So
yeah,
that's So there's a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for? My internal dictionary is gone. I'm so tired. I don't know words anymore.
Thesaurus.
Yeah, thesaurus. See, that's gone.
Internal dictionary moment.
Mm-hmm. Do ants poop?
Yes. This big is basically going to be an episode.
They don't just perpetually eat and get bigger from that.
I was referencing a story that I posted earlier today.
This is basically going to be an episode of Sterling is a tech, or Sterling is technician A, I'm technician B, and Eric is trying to figure out why the question book is on fire.
Pretty much. I took one ASE test when I was in NASCAR tech because they were like, go ahead and just do the brakes one. It's the easiest one. And once you graduate, you'll have.
Yes, it is.
The AC one is the easiest one.
Let me finish the goddamn story.
No.
Denied.
They were like, just take the test so when you graduate, you'll have one. After you graduate, you'll be ahead of people who don't take it. And I took it and I failed. So it's
fuck.
Yeah.
Clearly wasn't the easiest one then, was it?
If that was the easiest one, I'm glad I'm a Mercedes technician.
The AC one was the easiest one.
The AC one is easy. The fucking brakes and suspension. The brakes one is fucking the easiest one.
Brakes one is easy, but it's really fucking weird. I failed it twice.
The one I failed the most was the automatic transmission one.
I didn't take that one. I only took the brakes.
Automatic transmissions work on fucking magic. They're magical. That's why that's how they work.
I agree completely.
It's like listen, when it comes to valve bodies, how do they figure that shit out?
I don't know.
You split a valve body in half,
and it looks
and
like
there's
a
all
fucking,
these little channels.
Some maze
like
puzzle,
like a fucking what's that game called? The game with the knobs and like the marble. What is that? Labyrinth.
I don't real know. Far.
Real far.
Not the movie with David Bowie. The game.
My head.
Oh God, you know, how big is the fucking valve body on the A10 transmission in the Ford cars?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the plane. I was like,
no, People, the 10-speed transmission in the Fords, they call it the A10.
Since when does the Warthog have an automatic transmission?
I was going to say. I don't know. I've never worked on a transmission in a car that's newer than, like, 2007.
Yeah. Oh, it's a fucking fever dream, my guy. It's
I know how to diagnose and replace them, but I don't know how to fix them.
I think when we took the transmission class at the Mercedes-Benz training facility, they were just like, here, we're going to show you what it looks like when we split these things open, but normally you're just going to replace the whole unit. So what you're about to learn right here is if you own your own vehicle, which I do, but I have forgotten everything about those valve bodies. So
yeah, it's probably not important anyway.
Yeah, because I took that transmission class in September of 2021. So it's been a while.
The knowledge has been replaced with memes.
Yeah, no, I immediately became internet knowledge. Like funny person. And all of that.
Sometimes I am online funny man. Sometimes I am not, but I am always dumb.
Yeah. That's going back to that story that I posted. You guys have heard of Ice Cream Sandwich, right? The guy on YouTube.
Oh no.
Probably. I don't know.
I could probably go for an ice cream. I'm hungry. Right now. The other day I went to Costco and they had these fucking Oreo ice cream sandwiches. Goddamn, ooh, they had some samples out. They were fucking dope as shit. Anyway, what were we talking about?
That's something that we're going to be watching later. There's this website called Watch Sandwich? Together. Yes, but I need to show you some of his videos. They're hilarious. But if you go to my story right now, it's probably still on there.
Let's fucking go.
So many of the responses of that story were like, this is basically just you.
Me?
No, me.
Oh.
I don't know if it's over 24 hours old yet. I think I posted it today.
Where is Eric?
Oh, yeah,
that story. Is it on the Flag Time podcast?
Or? No, it's on my story.
Give us really dumb ASE questions.
Are you talking about the drawing thing?
Yeah.
The drawing dude that's basically ADHD?
That's Ice Cream Sandwich. Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I knew that looked familiar.
That's Ice Cream Sandwich out of context, basically. You mean? Poop
big corn dog. Is this so? The big corn dog bit actually sounded like you almost.
Big corn dog.
Who wants sushi? And the purple. Rabble, 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 rabble. Get on the ground!
I'm cozy.
I saw your kidneys.
Can we get copyright struck for this audio?
No.
Jesus Christ. The fucking Scatman audio.
Yeah.
Didn't that guy actually have a speech impediment that made him do that?
I don't fucking know.
I thought he did. I thought he was like...
Dude, I had no idea what like Return of the Mac was even saying for years.
What do you think he was saying?
Return on your main. One second.
Can I have some ice cream?
Like, speaking like in the same vein as that, if you told me back in like 08 or 09, whenever this song was released, if you told me Sugar Were Going Down by Fall Out Boy was in a different language, I would have believed you.
Yeah, that's kind of a hard song to hear or slash listen to. Well, not hear. It's a good song. I mean, like, it's hard to...
decipher.
Comprehend. Yeah. Just funny, because, like, my wife's first language is Spanish, and she grew up listening to, like, emo rock and, like, metal and stuff like that. Like, when she lived in Spain, like growing up in Spain.
Oh, wow.
And she knew all the lyrics somehow.
Well, it's like Americans like us learning anime songs.
Oh, yeah. In Japanese. Just, like pronouncing like Japanese words, like some Japanese person's like, what the fuck?
Nani?
Daijoubu.
Daijoubu, Shino Daisuke Day. That means something funny.
I wasn't ready for that. What?
I just said something funny in Japanese, but Japanese speaking people will be like, oh, what the fuck? Why'd you say that?
Man, I'm sleepy.
What are the fucking dummy
SE questions? Actually ask a fucking question?
Well,
an ASE?
The Patreon probably has good responses, so we'll go ahead and do that. There we go. Yeah, we got 9 Patreon responses.
That didn't make any noise.
What didn't?
I know.
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
All right, we'll start with premium member Forced User. They say, I took the advisor one and all of them are written up to be confusing. The one I can remember, Jesus Christ, how much did he write? The one I can remember is the one that said, Service Consultant B states a properly written repair order has highly technical, in all caps, speech written on it for the technicians to understand, ignoring the fact that everyone works with monkey with just an E at the end, levels of intelligence, customers and technicians early in the morning. He didn't give us an ASE question. So,
sick.
That's like a scenario. That's not really a question.
Thanks, bud.
Technician B is correct.
Maybe it cut off the other half. Maybe they wrote a lot more, but it cut a bunch of it off.
No, at the bottom it says see less now, so it's not. All right, okay. Here we go. Level 14 says Tech A states that transmission fluid can be used in place of oil if oil is not available. Technician B states that the less oil is in an engine, the more power it makes. Technician C states if you listen to either A or B, you're better off buying a pair of walking shoes. Who is correct?
Well, here's the thing. Both of those statements can be argued as being correct because, hear me out, if you have a lower oil level in your oil pan, I bet that the crankshaft not... I bet, okay, so in a
there's
normal
less
engine,
hydraulic
like a,
resistance.
Yes, basically. There's less resistance because the engine, the crankshaft isn't sloshing through the engine unless you have like a windage tray or something.
Yeah.
But if you didn't have a windage tray and you have just a regular engine where the crankshaft counterweights actually dip into the oil through every revolution, you could argue that having less oil in your engine, the oil level being lower, would reduce the crankshaft from going through that, and it would technically have less resistance and make more power.
I mean,
engine dyno needs to test that.
There's an argument for that. There's an argument for that. Dry sump engine systems, dry sump oil systems.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
I'm pretty sure dry sump oil systems are mainly for, you know, like lateral G's.
Yes.
Totally.
Like when you're turning, you don't, you know, hydrolock your engine because you're
or
making more than one
or
port,
full throttle.
1.5 G's to the right.
The fact that we can argue both questions is why the ASC questions are fucking stupid and don't make any fucking sense.
What was the first scenario?
You can use transmission fluid as oil if oil's not available.
You totally can. You can put transmission fluid in any not hybrid engine.
Mm-hmm. Probably not for extended periods of time.
Because transmission fluid is, I mean, it's like 30 weight oil dyed red, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a shitload of detergents in it.
Yeah, it's got a totally different additive package than engine oil does.
It's kind of like an old school method for like just doing an oil flush. Like you could totally be like, oh, I fucking do like when you do an oil change, you could just like fill it up with like a little bit of transmission fluid, like drain a quart out, put a quart of ATF in it, run it for like 10 minutes and then drain it out. It could, you know, it's got detergents in it. That's kind of like an old school trick. Some people will be like, no, you absolutely cannot do that. But I mean, modern engines, you kind of know, like if you had like a engines with like a lot of like VVT solenoids and like a lot of like really like thing, like oil controlled valves and shit, you probably shouldn't do that. But
if it needs OW20 oil, you probably can't put transmission fluid.
Put it in any engine newer than like 1999 that has like VVT shit in it. You can do it in older cars, no problem.
probably do it in my two valve and it wouldn't change anything.
Yeah, any like fucking American or like Japanese engine that's not a hybrid would probably handle it just fine.
Mm-hmm. All right, next depends. One. All right, Ford Tech S550 says, Technician A says, checking wheel alignment after performing steering component repairs. Okay. Technician B says, yeah, no. Technician B says, rip shitties like it's the 1950s, snorting coke off of her titties after performing steering repairs. None of those are questions.
That's neither of those are questions. It's just like, those, what do you prefer? Statements. I would prefer fixing an automobile properly.
Right, police 428 states.
That's just me. I smoke weed though. It's fine.
Police 428 says.
Out of a pen that out of a weed pen. I don't know. I don't like smoking
electric weed pen.
I like it because I don't like the way weed smells at all.
Mm-hmm.
It just smells like fucking poop and fart.
All right, should we go to the next one?
What I mean, like the Penjamin smell like fucking V6 Accord exhaust. So I mean, it's like two different fucking ball games. You can't, if you've ever smelled somebody's weed vape, you cannot tell me that shit does not smell like a fucking Honda Odyssey exhaust.
What?
It smells like the fucking, it smells like a V6 Honda engine exhaust. Like a J35 exhaust.
Are you high? Like,
no, I mean, I was earlier, but not right now. Well, maybe. I don't know.
I think I understand what he's saying. It makes perfect sense.
Like somebody listening to this would be like when the fucking double blinker hit like V6 Accord exhaust.
Somebody's going to be fucking drunk or way too fucking high and just pull up their mom's Odyssey at the driveway, huff the fucking pen real quick, and then huff the exhaust to see if it smells the same.
I actually had a really good, I'm going to derail this whole thing for a second. And
yeah. We got 23
what
minutes.
What is the most you've taken apart on a car with just a pocket screwdriver?
The entire interior.
Yeah, pretty much. You can fit a pocket screwdriver into any T20 or T25, really. I did a fucking, you can take like any door panel off with a fucking pocket screwdriver if you fucking know how to do it like well enough.
Yeah.
Should we go to the next one?
Yep. Next one.
All right. Police 428 states, Tech A says that it's okay to huff the fumes of BG Friggy Fresh. Tech B states that brake clean.
I don't even know what that is.
Tech B states that brake clean can be used in a closed environment. Who will get high faster?
I've never even gotten close to lightheaded off of brake clean fumes. Or maybe I'm just immune.
I've gotten lightheaded off of gasoline fumes. I know that.
Well, I just get mad whenever I smell gas because it's either leaking out of a car that I'm driving or I spilled some. Because I'm getting gas in a car that has
BG Friggy Fresh is a fucking AC evaporator aerosol cleaner.
Great.
I had to look up what that was.
Fed in the other room.
So we use BG Friggy Fresh at our dealership.
Oh my god!
What is it?
So it's basically an AC freshener.
That just smells like fucking dog shit. I hate that. We have something, it's called an Oseum spray.
I don't know if it smells like that.
It's the same kind of thing. It smells like fucking mothballs.
No, it doesn't smell like that.
It smells like a senior, it smells like a retirement center.
Nope.
It's fucking weird. It smells like poop and fart.
Friggy Fresh actually kind of smells refreshing a little bit. But we spray we spray the activated charcoal canister. The filter.
I was gonna say,
yeah, not the canister. That's a completely different thing.
System freshener. Yeah.
So when I was in college, there was a morgue that was like 3 miles away.
Oh, good.
Right, and we were able to buy this odor killer drops. It's in like a little fucking tiny bottle and with a little dropper. And it's what they use to basically make the dead people not fucking smell at all.
Mm.
And what we used to do is instead of doing that, we'd take the the cabin air filter out, we put two drops of that shit on there and then put it back in, and it would last for like 2 months.
Damn.
The whole car would just fucking smell like lemon fresh.
You know, you want to know what one of my friend's bosses said? He was working at, what was the restaurant called? Mellow Mushroom at the time. And they got a brand new shipment of those urinal, like plastic.
The urinal cakes.
Things. It's not a cake, yeah. But it's the rubbery thing with all the spines on it. And he's like, here, people pee on these. Just put one in your car. It'll smell good.
I mean, yeah, it's not wrong.
Like, it doesn't come with pee on it.
No.
Like, don't touch it. It's got pee on it. Is this a
pre-peed on urinal cakes?
No, they literally took it out of the brand new box and threw it at them. We'll go to the next one. This one's from
urinal cakes somewhere.
What? What'd you say?
I bet there's some like male OnlyFans creator that sells like fucking urinal cakes as like merch or some shit.
I don't want to think of
it's like a male male Belle Delphine.
It's too close to bedtime. I don't want to think about that shit.
He's gonna dream about it.
Wake up in a cold sweat at 2 in the morning.
Wake up in a cold sweat thinking about Jack Doherty's fucking urinal cake merch.
This one's from Cyan Lion.
Fuck you, Jack Doherty.
Cyan Lion says, Tech A says, brake quiet can be used to fix rotors where fins are showing. Tech B says, dirt in outlets can be removed with a metal fork.
Outlets aren't in fucking cars.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, there actually is in Mercedes.
Yeah.
In Mercedes, there are. They've got 120 volt wall outlets in their car.
There's also 210 volt outlets in the beds of some pickup
trucks. I gotta charge my electric toothbrush. Hang on.
No, so, okay. So I actually have a customer states here.
Man.
The customer states that their cigarette lighter, the fuse for that would blow every single time they would try to charge their laptop. And I looked behind me in the second row of seats and I'm like, there's a fucking wall outlet right there. Why the fuck are you not using that? And they were like, because it's behind me. I didn't want to use it. I'm like, you fucking piece.
The laptop draws too many amps. Blows the view.
It's like, use the wall outlet. Ellis Chatto says, is mayonnaise an instrument?
Yes.
Depends.
Yeah. Quality content on Flag Time Podcast. Hayden Veals states, Technician A states that a dirty cabin air filter can affect engine performance. Technician B says the Midwest United States is a cesspool of failed economic development, and if your state has right corners, you probably eat corn syrup on your pancakes.
I mean,
yeah.
I remember one time I worked on a Toyota Tundra, or it was a Tacoma. It was a Tacoma that had a clogged cabin filter. And when he turned the fan on, it made the amp gauge go up. And that was his complaint. He was like, oh, it made the amp gauge. When I turn on my fan, it doesn't blow and my amp gauge goes like that.
It was like it burnt out the fucking blower motor because it's clogged.
Yeah, it burnt out the blower motor, which is one of the highest drawing accessories in a vehicle. And it put a higher load on the alternator. So I guess technically it did affect engine performance. So that is another theoretically possible situation that that I've experienced. I mean, he didn't complain about engine performance, but
it could.
It was a 4-cylinder Tacoma. So I bet, you know, putting a higher load on an alternator made it go fucking slow as shit.
Why'd they put 4 cylinders in that fucking thing?
It's a 2.7 liter 4-cylinder.
Does it at least have a turbo?
No.
Oh, God, it's naturally aspirated.
It's a big motor.
Yeah, and it'll run until the fucking world stops turning.
They're slow. I mean, they're not. It's not 2.3 Ranger slow where you have to like get a run at a hill. But, like, I don't know.
It's just meant
2.7 Tacoma was actually fucking roast the damn tires.
Mm. Yeah, it's meant to be the most reliable thing on the planet.
Mm. All right, this next one's from Tagarung. Tech A states a proper check of all systems is in order Upon hearing an unnerving noise during operation, Technician B states judicious use of the volume knob will quiet any technical worries.
I mean,
those are both true. Yeah.
Hell yeah. And the last one from our Patreon members is from Midwestern Metalhead 03. Tech A states to use a trim tools to successfully remove interior trim for a vehicle. Tech B says, send it, bud. Who's correct? We just had this conversation, actually.
I'm correct. Technician B is correct.
As long as you don't have one of these that looks like that on the end, where it's like fucking worn out from like turning Phillips screws. You could smash them back on with a fucking like a hammer on an anvil and then they're fine again. I don't know. I took apart like 95% of a BMW Z8 interior with one of these. Do you know what a BMW Z8 is?
A Supra.
No.
No.
It's a two-door sports car. It's like a BMW Miata, basically.
No, that's the Z3. The Z8 is their big V8 manual transmission flagship
BMW Miata.
It's more comparable to a Corvette.
Big Miata.
Okay. Sorry.
It's that basically a two-door convertible M5.
Big Miata.
It just kind of just fell out of your mouth without any.
It didn't really fell out. I kind of just said it. Here, let me show you.
The Big Miata.
Big Miata.
If you know what it looks like, I'm not wrong.
Oh fuck! I mean, here we go. More editing.
It's just a fucking big.
So Big Miata.
No, it's not. It's you can. How is that? It has no roof and it has headlights. That means it's a Miata.
Pull up a Miata side by side. Do it.
No, you fucking moron. Fuck you. I'm not getting you the benefit.
Oh yeah, that's right. You have an Apple computer. You probably can't split the screen.
Anyway, thank you for all of our Patreon members who participated in that. Thank you for your support. It is greatly appreciated on this dumbass show. Every single one of our Patreon supporters is greatly appreciated. Because there's a lot of people who picked the $3 tier just so they could see the videos. Anyway,
what is the Instagram question?
That's where we're going. We're going to the Flag Time Podcast Instagram, which is at Flag Time Podcast. And as per tradition for the listener interaction portion, we always highlight the first response. And tonight's first response to the story on at Flag Time Podcast is from Shoner.Chris. And they say, what's ASE?
It's basically, it's like
age, standard... sex, engineering.
No, that's ASL.
He cracked himself up.
I'm out of brain power. That last thing that he said.
I'm fucking siphoning off all of Sterling's brain voltage.
Just synapses like is slowing.
Synapses. Man, slowing I fucking down. Had to diagnose 3 fucking cars with drains this week, and 2 of them needed body control modules.
I had to diagnose 3 AC systems with a not working fucking AC machine.
Gross.
What the fuck?
Why would you do that? Bucks.
It takes like 2 weeks for us to get new shit when we order it.
Should I add more bleeps? Are you gonna do the thing, Sterling? Or are you gonna try and dox his?
Oh, yeah. It sounds like you work at.
Damn it!
What city is it in? No. What's the city? City.
Give me a city. In New Bradford, Tennessee.
No, it isn't.
You don't know.
I know you don't work in Tennessee and live in fucking Texas. You
don't know that. I could be the Flash.
Like, man, someone has a worse commute than me.
Oh, boy.
It takes 30 nanoseconds for me to run to Detroit and back. I mean, Tennessee and back.
There we go. Oh, so Ford Tech S550 has an actual one on the...
Oh, really?
On the... Yeah, so they say... Technician A says to recover R134A with proper HVAC system. Tech B says inhale that shit, fam.
That's basically what we have to do.
That explains a lot.
We gotta let it out somehow.
That's so we can put it under vacuum. The EPA wants to know your location.
No, we don't do that. But the vacuum pump on the machine still works. It just the scale is broken and it won't put any Freon in it.
Oh, good.
So it makes it really
sounds
hard.
Sounds like you need to have.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like we need to buy a new fucking machine. But knowing that shop, they'll cheap out and just buy a used one off like Craigslist or something.
Joshua Walsh 332 says, "Why do they call it camber when they cam in the wheel burr out of the spin the wheel?"
I'm gonna go to your house and kill your family.
Why do they call it oven if you oven the cold food of out hot eat the food? What happened?
Those statements make me irrationally angry.
It's because you have like irrational rage syndrome.
I get it from my parents.
Has anyone been far even as decided to use even go want to do look more like?
Call now for the details for. Confirm the details for how look and go like.
Do more now.
Sports Cars of Suma says Mechanic 6 has weed or Mechanic 9 has pee stored in the balls. What the fuck is a kilometer?
Haha, all the things we say put together.
Yeah, I should say that like the question that we gave these guys is just give us really dumb ASE questions. it's kind of on topic. Because we can't really expect anything else out of our Instagram listenership. So,
oh no.
Okay, so this one got me just now. That random beamer dude says Technician A states that napalm's a good fire starter. Technician B is a bitch.
Oh, I've got a funny story, but I probably shouldn't say it.
Yeah, don't. If you don't think you should say it, you should definitely not.
Keep that shit deep down.
Directly involves napalm.
Repress it. Nobody wants to hear your
trauma. I know the recipe.
Don't. That's illegal.
It's illegal to make it, not to know how to make it.
It's illegal to share it, too. Don't do that.
Exactly. Yeah.
The FCC would like to know your current location and the FBI for some reason.
The CIA is at your front door.
All those number a three-letter organization.
Oh, that reminds me. I can't wait till I get that doormat from Flork of Cows.
Oh, you actually, yeah. I forgot you bought that.
That's supposed to ship out either this month or next month, something like that. I'm so excited for it. I'm going to hang it up like over there or maybe over there. I don't know yet.
My breath still smells like hot dogs.
Because I'd probably get no knocked if I leave it out in the front door because my neighbors will think it's scary. I don't know.
I'm trying to find actual ones. Everybody's just like 90% of our responses on the Instagram are what is ASE even? And there's one from Ashton Green that says ASE, are squirrels edible?
They are indeed. They taste like weird chicken.
What does weird chicken? Why that raised more that? Questions than answers.
It's kind of like how when people say alligator tastes like chicken, like it kind of does.
Alligator
but
does
not really.
Taste like chicken. I can confirm that.
Alligator's fucking delicious, actually.
I went and saw my buddy's university race their Formula SAE car in Lincoln, Nebraska, and one of the restaurants in downtown Lincoln.
Is there even alligators in Nebraska?
No.
So you had alligator in Nebraska, a place where there's not alligator.
Yeah, I mean, that's not very uncommon. I had watermelon today, too.
Dude, people have sushi in Kansas. Are you serious? Like,
yeah. You know shipping exists, right?
No, I know, but it's just weird.
How is like, that sure, weird?
Because, like, yeah, sure, fruit and produce get
we
shipped all over.
We have Japanese cars.
It's just weird as, oh, let's ship alligator meat to Nebraska. They definitely want to eat it up there.
You could say that literally with anything. Let's ship Guatemalan fucking kiwi fruit eating bears to New Mexico. What the fuck ever. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Pixie, I can ship a 767 into your nutsack, so I mean, like...
You're gonna need two of them.
Are you saying your balls are the fucking twin
My
towers?
Balls are the twin towers.
Jesus Christ.
We've been 9/11 these nuts.
When we've been saying we would have been jorking it, I mean my towers.
Why is it the first time I've heard that statement?
What, 9/11 these nuts? Yeah.
I thought I would hear that on the internet by now.
Advanced cock and ball torture take 747s and ram into my chest.
I thought they were 767s.
I don't care.
Never for gore.
I have people that follow me that our whole relationship on Instagram is just sending each other 9/11 memes. That's it. Yeah.
That's how you become best friends right there. That's all it takes.
Oh, dude, every single reel that I get that has like the Third Reich anthem subtly in the background, I send it to one of my followers in Denmark.
Bib by ever tell you about the
I used to know the lyrics to that for some reason.
I'm so sensitive to that like chord progression right there that my mom sent me a reel of like a basket full of kitties, and it was adorable. It was absolutely adorable. But there was a lullaby version of the Third Reich anthem in the background. And I'm like,
Mom, do you know what this song is?
It's a big hit.
I wonder if there's a fucking metal version of it. I'm actually
100%. I believe it. Yeah.
If it slaps, I'm adding it to a playlist.
Holy fucking fifth head, Matt, Batman. There we go.
Wiener rides, 25 cents.
Ha. Wiener.
That's what Sterling's hat says, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't just say that out loud randomly.
Well, I mean, you did.
There was a reason for it. Anyway, let me see if I could... Beans? Question mark? Somebody said that.
Context? What the fuck is a context?
Oh my god, somebody actually said that. Has anyone been as far even to do more like? Somebody actually said that. I didn't even read that before.
Hell yeah.
Even has decided to use or look more like.
Call now and sign the details for...
S-Date 42 says, how do cabin filter? A, RNR and disinfect. B, don't.
Disinfect? What does that mean?
Disinfect.
Yes. Next question.
Somebody typed out, can you send the letter of recommendation to the Mercedes dealership I applied to? Thanks for all of the information there, bud.
It's just a printed out piece of paper with a thumbs up on it.
Letter of recommendation, and it's like
there's
a B.
There's my recommendation. Hey, everyone listening, I'm trying to buy an FPV drone, but I can't choose between a DJI Avata 2 or like a DJI FPV. I know there's some people that build like custom ones, but I think that might be beyond my scope of skill. So if you have an FPV drone recommendation, let me know, please.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Flag Time. I don't know what that was, actually.
That wasn't very interesting, but
I mean, it'll probably be entertaining. There's a lot of funniness in that one, I think. We're all tired. It's late for me, definitely. Yeah. Oh yeah, I gotta read names. Shit.
So I want to give
a special thanks to all of our premium members on our Patreon. They give us more money than what Spotify costs. Their names are Aaron Alexander, Ansel Fuji, Ashton Green, Ben, Cheesy Chap, Chrysler Connection, Devin Newby, DMAC Yeet, Ellis Chato, Eric Firestone 512, Forced User, Fortech S550, Framed Automotive, Hal, Hayden Veals, The Letter J, Jaden Schoonover, Jan Hankey, JJ the Tech, John Montague, Kai Dustpan, Kim Ragsdale, Kyle Olson 25, Level 14, Sports Cards of Sumus, Mad Mike, Mad Max 5, Masonite 500, Midwestern, Metalhead 03, Mike O'Connor, Mississippi King, Mojo Nixon Gaming, Mopar 1966, Nathan Tobe, Nick Toomey, Police 428, Cyan Lion, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Steve Henriquez, Tagarung, The Big Maple, Vubula, William Martin, Zane Cat Eye, Elysium Darkness, and Meep Butt in Japanese. Thank you so much. Like it's
not literally joking.
No, it's literally Japanese like kanji, but you put it in
meep, Japanese.
Yeah, you put it in Google Translate and it translates to meep.
Hopefully so, that's the correct translation.
Well, the actual pronunciation according to Google Translate is meepu. So.
Speaking of kanji, I saw a car today that had this written on it.
Do you know what that means?
I haven't translated it yet.
Do the Google Lens.
Yeah, see what it says. I'm doing that right now. It probably says like fucking poop or something.
What'd you say, wiener?
Wiener? Google Lens, images, search. I'm just gonna do while actually can detect language.
Yeah, translate.
Select all. No, it's trying to get the fucking license plate.
Oh.
No, you fucking penis. Okay, I'm just gonna do a wild guess and say it's Japanese. If I'm wrong, then I'm racist. Can I fucking select a goddamn...
Eric, I found one.
It keeps trying to select the fucking...
I found a metal cover of that fucking marching song.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, no. Please don't.
We'll just play the opening chords.
Anyway, thank you for listening to this episode of Flag Time. We'll see you guys later. We're going to end this episode before Pixie can get the Nazi home.
My mom has a framed... like picture that has a single kanji like character in it. You look at the fucking translate, it's just this is wood.
That's like, you know, when people get tattoos of kanji and they don't know what it fucking says, they just got it because it looks cool.
Yeah, like Riley Reed.
Yeah, there's people in like China and stuff that have just American shirts. They have no idea what it says on it.
It's like duck or fish or something.
Yo, no, there was one. Fuck. It was like a fake Nike shirt. It said Nuke Korea, just do it.
Just do it.
And there's no way
Which
they
one?
Knew what
Not
that
the
said.
Bottom one, the top one.
It just said Nuke Korea, just do it.
Amazing.
The whole thing.
Anyway, say goodbye to all our listeners, guys. Goodbye.
Like South Korea. Bye everyone.
Goodbye everyone.
North Korea.
They can't listen to this podcast
they
anyway.
Can't even, they can't even yeah, hear
no,
us. Though.
We've got
they
no
don't have
listeners
the internet
from there. Okay, bye everybody.